Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Another Lord's Day is upon us, our Father in heaven, and it reminds the believer, each one of us, that you are on your throne, enjoying the efforts of our lives and sharing the day with you. Sadly, many in our culture no longer see Sunday as the Lord's Day, and no longer take time to praise you for Jesus' love and sacrifice. When considering the totality of all you have done for us, we regret that so many see no need to come aside for a relatively short period of time to thank you for your precious gifts. Michelangelo, the great renowned sculptor, said once that it is well with me only when I have a chisel in my hand, and how everlastingly beautiful are the works that he left behind for all to enjoy. Our churches are statues of the degree of love and devotion of those that loved you enough to build such to be able to worship you. Once, a few years ago, a lady admitted to me that she would be saddened to see the old buildings disappearing, even as admitting at the same time that she no longer took the time to attend her church anymore. The old adage, actions speak louder than words. The old saying goes, and churches are not disappearing by accident. May our prayer this morning echo the words of the hymn writer Jack Winslow, who wrote, Lord of all being, I give you my all. If e'er I disown you, I stumble and fall. But sworn in glad service your word to obey, I walk in your freedom to the end of the day. Ralph Waldo Emerson said once that man's actions are the picture book of his creeds. We pray, our God, that the sacred music we are hearing will stir up in us the need to openly express our love for you and our shared worship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mine.
Listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Bye. My soul, he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness.
With oil anoint, and my cup overflows.
are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
of time, ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you.
Jesus wants me for a son. shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. I'll be a sunbeam for Jesus. I can if I but try, serving him moment by moment, and live with him on high. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
So we close again another time of communion with through music, our Lord, admitting that church has a way of speaking to us not always met by sermons. It is good to remind ourselves that for centuries, church people did not have the printed page, and much of what they learned about their faith came through singing the songs that they sang. It could be argued that our society and culture is fast becoming an a-religious one that sees increasingly no need to spend time in honor and houses of worship. But does not have to hold a much a mechanical engineering degree to know how essential the steering wheel is when driving a car. St. Augustine wrote that no man has a right to lead such a life of contemplation as to forget in his own case the service is due to his neighbor. Nor has any man a right to be so immersed in active life as to neglect the contemplation of you, dear God. As we play this music, we are contemplating you, our Father, and trusting that such contemplation will bring us closer to enjoying your guidance in our lives. Thomas More in the 15th century said that the things, good Lord, that we pray for, give us the grace to labor for. You are our steering wheel, our God, not our spare tire, and we ask for your guidance along the highway of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. 1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.